free energy now.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
Welcome to Free Energy Now. I'm your host, Sterling Allen. You can join us online at freeenergynow.net, where you can see our past lineup of speakers as well as what's coming down the pike. Our guest today on March 10th, 2008 is Franz Zotloderer, the inventor of the Zotloderer Gravitational Vortex Power Plant. This is a system with a low head power plant that makes use of the kinetic energy inherent in an artificially induced vortex. The plant can be installed with a water drop as little as 7/10 of a meter. The inventor has constructed this plant to be able to collect slow-moving large surface water wheel, making the power station transparent to fish. There are no large pressure differences build up as happens in normal turbines. The cost of construction for such a plant is half that of a conventional hydroelectric installation of similar yield, and the environmental impact is positive instead of negative. Franz, thanks for joining us.
Yes, hello. I'm calling from Central Europe, 70 kilometers from Vienna in Obergrafendorf. Hello.
You're in Australia, is that correct? Or Austria?
Yes, I'm in Austria, yes.
Yeah. So your technology is in our top 100 energy technologies listing.
Yes, that's very fine. I'm happy to present you a little bit about my water vortex power plan. And if you want, I can tell you a little bit about my person. I'm married and I'm a father of two daughters, Flora and Felicita. I'm an Austrian engineer for electronics and communication technique, and I'm studying on the Technical University of Vienna. And 9 years ago, my wife and I built a house with a swimming pond in our garden, and this was my start to concentrate on doing water treatment methods.
How long have you been doing this water gravitational power plant?
Yes, I'm busy with this term since 5 years, I think, yes.
And you have a number of prototypes. Do you have anything commercial yet?
Yes, the first power plant prototype works since 2 years, since February 26. Until now, it's on the public power grid net.
How much does it generate?
Yes, it generates in the first year 50,000 kilowatt on electricity, and the second year we have winter without snow, and so we have only less water in the second year, and it produces 36,000 kilowatt in the second year.
Kilowatt hours, correct?
Hour, yes, it's correct. It's consume of 14 households in Central Europe each year.
Now, I may have slaughtered your last name. How do you pronounce your last name?
My last name is Zotloderer.
Okay. You can see why I slaughtered it. It's not something that would be easy for a Westerner to say.
Okay.
I'm going to spell it for the sake of our audience in case they want to Google it and whatnot. Zotloderer.
And that is correct.
Now, if I understand right, you were not actually trying to come up with an energy generation system. You were actually trying to invent a water aeration system. And it turned out that the design doubled, or you could also generate electricity with it. Maybe you could tell us about that.
Yeah, that's correct. My first step was to create a water treatment system for our swimming pond, in a circulation pipe. The water is pumped along the sea to a rotation tank. In this rotation tank, the water is 5 minutes or more, and it's in movement and gets in good contact with air. The activated and aerated water let grow up the botanic in the water near the rotation tank 3 times higher and faster. And soon it was clear that the rotation energy of the water in the rotation tank can be used for a water power plant. And the water vortex has the ideal property to concentrate the rotation energy of the water of the turbine without any guide venue apparatus or control devices. So the system is much easier to manufacture and more stable under working conditions. There's no bearing under water, and so no oil gets into the water, no waste at all. And because of the air hole in the center of the water vortex, the level before the power plant, the level will be stable like at a turbine with a control device.
How scalable would this design be? The plant that we have a picture of on our website is probably about 10 feet in diameter, and you have this little vortex that goes around in a circle, comes like a draining of a bathtub, and in the middle of the vortex you have little turbine blades which turn with the spinning of the vortex, and the fish are able to escape through that no problem, going both directions, and you then have the blades turning the turbine generate electricity and aerate the water at the same time. I'm asking quite a few questions here. I apologize. But also, you mentioned earlier how much electricity this generates, 50,000 kilowatt hours the first year, 36,000 the second year. Tell us, what does that equate to on an instantaneous basis? Is that about a 1 kilowatt, a half a kilowatt? What is it?
You ask at first about the dimension of the rotation tank. On the photo you see my pilot project. It has 5.5 meter in diameter, and the hole in the rotation tank, in the bottom of the rotation tank, has 1 meter. The turbine diameter are 2 meters. And yes, here we have a flow rate from 1 cubic meter per second, and the falling height from 1 meter and 1.2 meters. You can get hydraulic power from these two physical parameters. Very simple. It will get 12 kilowatt, and with the efficiency of between 66% and 85% total efficiency, you get between 7 and 10 kilowatts from the generator.
7 and 10 kilowatts that's being produced at any given time. And I didn't quite get the dimension. You said the hole in the bottom of the tank is 1 meter in diameter?
1 meter, yes.
That's pretty big.
Yes, it's you have a flow rate from the water, the one cubic meter per second must go through the hole, so the hole must be in this area, in this zone, must be 1 quadrat meter. So the hole has 1 meter and the turbine has 2 meters, and yes.
What kind of interest have you had in this technology for people who want to implement this somewhere?
I think it's, you said that at first it's a water power plant for a low falling height, for only 70 centimeters to 2 meters, up to 2 meters. And yes, I think a great point for this technology is that you can also build a very little water power plant also for only one household. So you can build it for 1 kilowatt up to 200 kilowatt.
What's the biggest size you've built so far?
The biggest today is the greatest has 15 kilowatt. But
okay.
If you have a greater river or you have more money, you can also get a greater one. The rotation speed is at the prototype 25 rotation per minute. And if you will grow up with the dimensions, rotation speed gets down. But the big difference to a normal water wheel is that all wings of the turbine is in the water, and so you are five times faster than a normal water wheel, but you are five times slower than a normal turbine. You are between the water wheel and the normal turbine because in the sea of the speed of the turbine. And so you can also go to greater dimension, also to 200 kilowatt, because the gear could always really manufactured for this low rotation speed.
Now, when you talk about the 25 RPM, that's a very slow speed for a generator. You're obviously going to have some kind of gearing to
yes.
connect the turbine to the generator?
Yes.
And
yes, the generator has a generator speed from 1,000 RPM, and that's a normal asynchronous generator, three-phase, 412 and 50 hertz, or also 60 hertz in America. That's a very simple technique, and you can direct on the public power grid. Another advantage from this system is that instead of normal turbines, water vortex power plant is not sensible to branches and leaves from trees or bottles which come swimming in the river. They get through without destroyed. So you can get a whole bottle of glass in before the water gets in the rotation tank, and the water bottle gets in one piece out of the water power plant.
So and you're saying that something the size of a bottle could go into the turbine and come out without being broken?
Yes, yes. Yes, it's come in one piece out of the power plant, because the relative speed between the water and the wings are zero, and so there's no damage, no danger for swimming pieces in the water, and also not for fishes.
What about the issues of maintenance, where the blades and the turbine are in the water, and you've got gearing, whatnot. Is this going to be a fairly expensive system to maintain, or are you able to protect these things from the water damage or the rust and whatnot?
Yes, about the price and the investment for the water Fortex power plant. I think it's a robust and simple technology, but if you build a little water power plant, the price rise get increased, and so with a 6 cents we get in Austria for 1 kilowatt hour, that's not enough. I think you need electricity price from 10 cents per kilowatt stunde. In Germany you get 12 cents and in Switzerland you get 21 cents. And I think the price in the next 5 or 10 years grows up to 20 or 30 cents. Today we pay for electricity in Central Europe. For each household pays in Central Europe 16 cents per kilowatt stunde. And if the water Vortex power plant energy goes direct in the household, you can make it today without any problems.
So tell me again the cost that this system would be per kilowatt hour.
If you mustn't make a dam, so if you can use a river, who is for water vortex or for water power plants, you need only the rotation tank and electricity and the machinery components, then you came to a price from 2,500 euros per kilowatt.
So
if you need a dam and you make a greater one, you will be at the same price. If you get a very little power plant with 5 kilowatt to 10 kilowatt, the price gets up also to 5,000 euros per kilowatt.
On our website, we have a river energy directory page of various companies that are pursuing different methods of harnessing river energy. We have yours listed there at the top. Do you think that your system is superior to all the other designs that have been that you have seen for harvesting river energy?
I think it's also an alternative, but has the weakness of this technology is that you need ground to build a rotation tank, and if you have no place near the river, you cannot build this. You need ground for it. But if you see from this one point, I think you have very much advantages of this technology. You have told at the first about the water activation and aeration of water, and the second is the possibility to pass through by fishes in both directions. The simplicity and robustness is also one point, and it is easy to handle in start-up or shutdown phase, and to have an authentic water power plant technology also for in one household, I think that's the main case to use it.
If somebody wants to build one of these, do you just send them plans and the specifications for the components, or are there components that you specially designed that they need to get from you? Or is it just a matter of blueprints?
If you want a water vortex power plant, you can get a plan from our company, or you can also get a plan and components, machinery components, or also from electricity. I think that the best way will be to have a partner on the ground, e.g. for concrete building and dam construction, and get plan and manufacture parts in machine components from us. But if you want to investment in our company, you can invest in our company in this kind that we make project in Austria and Germany and Switzerland, and they must also be invested.
And do you have a, your website is ZOTLOETERER, that's your last name, .com? Mm-hmm. And that's, is that just for this turbine technology, or do you have other things there as well?
That's all. That's our company, and we work with other partners, but all meet in the top in our concern.
Is that a picture of you there on your home page, holding the little award?
Yes, you see me on the first side because I've won last year the Energy Globe Award in Kärnten in Austria. And we are very happy to win this prize, and we get also an innovation prize. And last year was very good for us, yes, in this kind of matter.
How many people do you have who want to build one of these systems? I guess what I'm trying to gauge is, we've known about you for a couple of years, and I'm just curious, in that period of time, have you started to implement additional facilities, or are you still waiting for things before you start building commercially? What I'm trying to ask is where you're at in the process of taking this technology to the marketplace.
Okay. I think that the last 2 years are quite okay, because we see that technology is working well. So now we are very interesting to get partners all over the world, and if I see my emails each day, there are coming emails from Canada, from Cameroon, from South Africa, from Russia, from Australia, also from Bali in Indonesia. But it's not so easy to find the correct partner, because I've told before, a very important point is to have a very good partner on the ground for concrete building and dam construction that must be made on the ground, on the location, to be successful with a new power plant.
Mm-hmm. And
the mechanical part isn't a difficult point. It's a generator, a gear, a turbine, that's all. But the concrete building must made on the ground, on the location.
Yeah.
And so partners or concerns in other countries who work with concrete, I think that will be the optimal partner for us.
When you build these concrete forms for the turbine assembly, is that something that can be made out of traditional forms, or do you have special forms that need to be made to mold the concrete in the proper shape?
I think that more possibilities. It can be made of concrete, but it can be also made of wood or stones, natural stones, and that's not a problem. If you get it after our plans, the machine will work perfect.
Now, in the picture that I see, you have what looks like a spillway for overflow in case the in a typical river or creek, you have varying levels of water height. How are you going to keep the amount of water coming into your turbine fairly consistent?
You mean the water level up as a before the water get in the rotation tank, or what do you mean?
I'm asking about the on the picture that I'm seeing.
Yes.
The water is about 4 inches from the top of the concrete enclosure.
Okay.
And in a typical river or stream, you have the water level goes up and down.
Yes, yes, yes.
And is this designed to be able to handle varying depths of the creek, or do you try and keep the amount of water coming into your system about the same level?
Yes, this is a big advantage of the water Vortex power plant is that you need no control device, no guide venue apparatus for a normal turbine isn't used or isn't necessary in the water Vortex power plant, because if the water flow increase, the air hole in the middle of the vortex gets smaller. The air hole in the middle of the vortex gets smaller, and so more water can get through the turbine. And in the other way, if the water flow decreases, the air hole in the water vortex gets bigger. There's more air in the hole in the bottom of the rotation tank. And so the water level before the water vortex power plant will be nearly stable between 30 and 100% of maximal flow rate. And it's similar to a normal turbine with a control device.
On the lower end of water inflow, I would imagine at some point you reach the turbine stops spinning because there's not enough water coming in.
Yes. If you have too much water, there are two possibilities. Either you don't use this water, or you have two rotation tanks in parallel mode, and e.g. 1 cubic meter per second get in one rotation tank, and the next cubic meter get in the second rotation tank. And so you can cascade it if you want. I think the advantage of two rotation tank is that you can aerate the water also if you have very few water flow rate, and you can also aerate the water if you have very much water. And you can also work in a better efficient point of the whole system.
Let's talk on a larger scale, not in terms of the size of one turbine, but in the number of turbines. Let's say you've got a stretch of river and you've got 20 turbines in a row going as the river drops in elevation. Is this going to be the optimal configuration, similar to a wind farm where you don't just have one, but you have a number of turbines that can all be serviced together in one location? They're tied into a grid. So you're putting your components into one a farm. Do you envision that being the optimal implementation of this technology?
Yes, that's really a great point that we want to use EG3 different, how can I say it? Three different standardization systems, each for 10 kilowatt and for 30 kilowatt and for 60 kilowatt, and also the rotation tanks will be standardized, and so you can cascade more or less rotation tanks on one location, like the water is in the river on this location. But a very important point is to cascade more of this rotation tanks to have river zones between the rotation tanks to treatment to water treatment to increase water quality in the river.
When you talk about water treatment, what in particular is this doing to the water in aerating it? I know for water that is out in natural settings, I remember a Boy Scout guide saying something to the effect that you want to have the water pouring over like 20 feet of continuous, like if it's coming down over a bunch of rocks, and that will, I can't remember if it purifies the water, but it helps, it makes the water much more safe, and it's actually, from what I understand, it's killing the bugs in the process of going down over those rocks. Is that something that's going on in this situation?
Yes, you compare it with you compare the whole system with a biological wastewater treatment system. In the rotation tanks, the water gets aerated, and then in the river zone below the water vortex power plant, the water flows grows very fast, and the microorganisms have enough oxygen to clear the water. And this process gets more faster if you have a rotation tank to aerate the water in the front.
So does the aerated water aid in the growth of microorganisms, or does it diminish the microorganisms?
It increases. It depends on the water quality. If the water is very good, then no waste or no energy in the water, which is be treated by the microorganism. If you have a very waste water, then the water flows goes up very much, and they are the water flows are indicator of good or bad water. And between the situation now, the water on the dam falls only in 1 second or half a second from the upper water to the lower water, and in the rotation tanks the water gets 1 minute or 2 minutes in a circle down and have enough time to aerate with this air.
On our website we have a statement that says, "The system is similar to one set forth by Victor Schauberger, except that your system has a dual purpose of aerating water, whereas Schauberger's design was optimized for generating electricity." Maybe you can comment on your familiarity with Schauberger's work, and if that has application to your design.
I know the books from Schauberger, but So I have seen his works, few works, his books, his works. He works always with very high vortex tanks, and I see it in my in rotation tanks that the water level must be very low to get a vortex and to use it for electricity. If you make it very high, then you can maybe it use for water treatment, but not for generate electricity. That's my view of Victor Schauberger.
Let's say somebody lives near a stream, and they want to put one of these in to generate electricity for their house. The question I'd like to ask is, how much flow of water do they need for it, and how big would the unit need to be for that to, say, produce 1 kilowatt?
Yes, for one house you need 0.5 or 1 kilowatt on electric power. Then you will have enough energy in 1 year for your household. You need 200 liters per second and 70 centimeters. Then you will get enough electric power for one household. This is 200 liters per second and 70 centimeters falling height.
The 70 centimeters height is all you need?
Yes, 70 centimeters, yes. 0.7 meter falling height. This is a very slow river and a low falling height.
Uh-huh.
You can make a simple collaborate. You must only, you get hydraulic power from it 2 times multiplied with 70 centimeters. Result is 1.4 kilowatt. And if you have an efficiency of 70%, you will get 1 kilowatt. That's realistic.
And how much would such a unit cost?
Oh, that's a difficult question. I think such a little power plant you can make on your own, and then the whole system will cost perhaps, I think, €10,000. But I think the most difficult on this time is to get the license from the government to get it, to make it on this location.
Of course, you'd have to have, you wouldn't necessarily need to have water shears because you're not consuming any water. You would just be harnessing the water as it's passing by your house. But you're finding that the government likes to get involved in making life difficult on this question?
Yes, if the government says it's okay, then you will not have any problems. But the government in Europe, in Central Europe, there are very strong regulation. Reglementations, and one of it is to leave the water in the river, and there you must have good arguments, and I think the water Vortex power plant have good argument to improve the water quality, and so I think that the water Vortex power plant has good chances to realize a project and also to have a good argument for the government, which is a fish passing matter increasing of water quality.
Now, one of the things that this technology can eventually replace is the present hydroelectric dam infrastructure. How many years do you think it would take to prove the technology, work out some of the bugs, scale it up to the point where we could start removing hydroelectric dams, because this technology is replacing the energy generation capacity of the falling water?
I think that very low dams could be realized very simple and very fast, than higher dams and strong reglementation forbids higher dams, and so only low dams will be the only technique which can be made in the future on new places, and so that's a very great chance for the water Vortex power plant.
Mm-hmm. One of the aspects that dams provide, which this would not provide, is the ability to store water so that you don't have, you're not at the mercy of Mother Nature. You have a supply of water for drinking, for irrigation, from, you know, your spring runoff, you get a lot of water, and then you use that water slowly through the summer, and by the end of the summer, the reservoir goes down quite a bit and is filled up again during the winter. So I would think that that aspect of the regular hydroelectric dam would be hard to replace.
Yes, but that's not my favorite subject, dam building, but today there are technologies standard like a caoutchouc pipe dam. You can get it up if you have low water, and you can take it down to the ground of the from the river to pass the high water situation, and this combination will be very good combination to realize it on very very often standard locations in all over the world. You will find numerous of locations with low falling heights.
Now, one of the things that's going to be an issue with a system such as what you have here is that you have catastrophic situations. You have a flash flood that comes down through a canyon, which would be similar to, you know, if you were doing wave energy out in the ocean, you've got hurricanes to deal with. You know, these are once in a decade, once in a 100-year types of events, but they do happen. How robust would your system be for withstanding a flash flood?
Can you repeat the last sentence again?
I didn't catch that. Could you repeat? Did you understand my question?
Can you repeat it, please?
Yeah, I was asking how well your turbine system would withstand a flash flood? Where you have a lot of water coming down a creek, all of a sudden you've got boulders, you've got trees and large debris coming down the river.
Yes.
Would you have to start over, or how well would your system withstand such a catastrophic event?
You mean the phone, but as I told before, the water Vortex power plant is not sensible to branches and leaves from trees or bottles, but you need also a courage rack to hold off big trunks from the Vortex turbine. But the water Vortex power plant can also work if the level between the water level before the rotation tank and after the rotation tank will decrease to 70 centimeters. It can also work if you have very high water. There must be only a little difference between the water before the rotation tank and after the rotation tank.
Uh-huh.
And if the generator is an axis who get out of the highest point of the water, the generator can be on the net, on the power grid.
Okay.
And you need no house. You need no house. You need only a rotation tank for this water Vortex power plant.
You mentioned earlier that you've been contacted from people all over the world. Where do you think will be the first installation outside of where you live of this technology? What country do you think will build one of these first?
The second water Vortex power plant is now building in Bali, in Indonesia. I don't know why, but an investor from America made Waldorf Schule, a school in Bali, and this school is used the electric energy from the second water Vortex power plant in the world. And I think one reason that the second water Vortex power plant is in Indonesia is that the price for electricity in Austria is so low. But nowadays the chances in Switzerland is very high because they have very high price for electric energy from water power plants, and so I think there will be built the next power plant in this technology.
In your patent, the patent abstract, there is a mention of self-cleaning properties. Could you maybe describe that?
In the patent, you mean?
Yeah, it says that there are self-cleaning properties of this system.
Yes, I have tried to explain it at first. Again, the water in the rotation tank will be aerated. The shear phase of the water get increase, and so oxygen get into the water, and after the rotation tank, after the water Vortex power plant, the aerated water get back in the river, and there the microorganism and water flowers grow up and can optimize the water quality.
Okay, now here's a question that I think is going to be could be a very important one, and that is, your system is out there where children could play in the water and get sucked into the vortex. What would happen in that kind of situation?
that's a bad situation at first, but I can say if you have a little bit greater system like the pilot project, like here in Austria, also children can get through the power plant. Man, I don't want to see some situation, but because the wings have the same speed like a water in the vortex, all pieces and also children who will get in the vortex will left the power plant without any problems.
So the children would pass through the turbine, through the funnel, through the turbine and into the outflow.
Yes, but there is also, as I've told before, a coarser rack in front of the turbine to hold big trunks from the vortex turbine, and also children and other greater pieces.
Uh-huh.
Only little branches and leaves from trees or bottles can get through the power plant.
Would not that screen cause problems of flow if you get a buildup of debris on the screen?
No, leaves, branches and leaves are no problem. For my little pilot power plant in Austria, you can leave branches with 30 centimeters to the power plant without no problem.
Okay.
Also, ice in the winter is no problem. The ice will be damaged in little pieces and left the power plant.
Well, Franz, I appreciate you joining us. We've come to the end of our segment.
Okay.
We've been speaking with Franz Zotloder, who has come up with a river power generation system. And we do have a page about this at pezwiki.com, and you can go to his website for more information. You've been on the Free Energy Now radio show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, and I'm sorry for my bad English, but I will improve it soon.
Bye. All right, well, good luck to you.
You've been listening to Free Energy Now, brought to you by PES, Pure Energy Systems. You may access past archives and upcoming show info at freeenergynow.net and join us for our daily news at freeenergynews.com. We invite you to see our directory of energy technologies at peswiki.com. That's peswiki.com. PES, the Pure Energy Systems Information Network.